As I start to say this, I have the feeling that I'm not going to be able to say it. And again, it is about being in the moment. That most people, practically all of the time, are doing whatever they're doing in order not to be in the moment, not to feel this moment just as it is, not to allow all those thoughts to go into the emotional level, into the physical level and affect them. That all the time, part of each person is trying to shut off something. And probably what's trying to be shut off is a helplessness that no matter what they do, they can't get things the way they want them to be. They can't get their life to be the way they want to be. They can't get their partner to be the way they want to be. Most people spend a lot of time on that. But basically, they can't get themselves to be the way they want to be. You see, intrinsically, every person is wonderful. Every person is caring. Every person. But that isn't how they experience themselves. And they don't want to experience themselves as not caring. But usually, that's what they experience, so they cut that off. The fact that their life is not fulfilling, they cut that off. They're not, say, in the job they want to be, they cut that off. Or in the relationship. Or their children are not how they want them to be. They cut that off. It's cut off, it's cut off, it's cut off. And with this cutting, the essential, you, is being grossly restricted. You're having to contract, like often happens when you bump your shin or hurt yourself, you contract. And live that way at only a fraction of your potential. A yes is a big expansion, and a no is a contraction. So most people, most of the time, are doing something to avoid this moment. Now the question comes up then, is the artist being an artist to avoid the moment? Most of them, yes. Some of them, no. The ones that are not avoiding, when you look at what they've done, you're in awe. You're deeply affected. Because when that person did that piece of artwork, they were there in that moment for that moment. They weren't making that piece of artwork for you or for the exhibition or to win a prize or to become famous. They were totally doing what they were doing for what they were doing. Total, taking no thought of tomorrow, not taking thought of the next moment. Each piece, each stroke, each movement was complete in itself. Some artists say they feel demented, they feel driven. There's something inside they've got to get out. But it's not for anybody or for anything. Something has arisen, their creativity has arisen inside, and unless it comes forth and takes form, they feel demented. So they're following this flow. Some accountants want to be dancers. They'll never be happy. When you stop and listen, how do I want to be? Where do I want to be? Who do I want to be with? Not to change anything, but to bring that consciousness to you. And then if you're not going to do it, at least be honest and aware about your compromise. because your compromise will kill you. That's what illness is. It's you not living your truth. I would say you not being honest enough, brave enough, intelligent enough to live your truth. Everything you hold back creates stress. And now some of science is starting to see that illness is stress. We all have everything inside. Everybody has cancer inside, HIV, everything inside. Everything. We are everything. And then it's how we live, how we are. And the more free and the more open and the more honest and the more we take care of ourselves and other people, we're not self-centered, which is contraction. The more open we are, the more healthily we live. There are other factors, past lives and other circumstances, but mostly it's about living your truth. And you can try this. You can stop and have a look and tell yourself, that other part of yourself, listen, just because something comes up doesn't mean to say we have to do it. Just because we find that this relationship is not appropriate for me doesn't mean we have to leave it. But let's have a look. Let's be honest, at least with ourselves. And then look at the possibility of sharing. But start off with yourself. What is your truth in each moment? Do you want to be doing what you're doing? Often, most times, you don't want to be doing what you're doing. And that's okay. Because there's another thing, you're not doing what you want to be doing in the moment, but you do want the outcome, so you're prepared to do it. So don't complain. You don't want to do what you're doing, but you want the outcome. So don't complain. I'm doing this because. I'll come back to the main theme. Most people, most of the time, are doing what they're doing to avoid being with themselves just as they are, to avoid this very moment. As I've said before, if ever you want to really check that out, put yourself in a darkened room for 5 days. No contact of any sort. Go to a meditation retreat and just sit. Just sit. Don't even go to when the teacher talks, because that's a diversion as well. Just sit with yourself. Sit and sit and sit with yourself and see what comes up. That's what you're avoiding. That's what you do, all that action, all that occupation. One more thing I want to say about that. It's not wrong. Nothing is wrong. Nobody is wrong. Or right. It's just there's more intelligent ways of living. And then you feel better. And I say feeling better, and that's a minor way of saying, if you follow your truth, if you follow your heart, you will contribute. You will be there for other people. You'll always be looking to what you can put out, because when you do, you feel a deep sense of fulfillment that you don't get any other way. So not right, not wrong. One works, one doesn't. There are always consequences to everything. So coming back to take a look at your life. Sit down, take a look honestly. As I say, without saying you have to do anything about it, but just take a look non-seriously.